USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Littleton, Colorado is remembering the Columbine High School shooting victims who died 20 years ago. USA's Wendy King has more.
The hope among Columbine victims, families, and shooting survivors is for a peaceful weekend of remembrance. Public events include a silent vigil at the Memorial Monument in the park next to the high school. Current students, born years after the 1999 attack, are doing community service in memory of the 12 students and one teacher killed in what back then was the nation's deadliest school shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Health officials fear Americans traveling for this weekend's religious holidays could worsen the growing measles outbreak. The number of cases has risen in recent years, jumping this year to the second highest level in a quarter of a century. Some health experts blame the spread on the anti-vaccination movement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, everybody. It is my happy privilege to introduce a new song, God Bless America.
That was Kate Smith in 1938 when she was the biggest star on radio. Her rendition of God Bless America has been used by several professional sports teams. But now the version is being banned by the New York Yankees and Philadelphia Flyers after it was learned that Kate Smith sang a number of songs during her career that had racist lyrics. The Flyers even covered up a statue depicting Smith that stands outside their arena. The song was written by Irving Berlin as a patriotic tribute. Smith, who died in 1986 at age 79, was long considered an American icon in large part because of her association with God Bless America. Tens of thousands of police have been deployed across France as that country braces for the 23rd round of protests over income and tax inequality. Demonstrators have expressed frustration that French billionaires could help the Notre Dame Cathedral after it caught fire, but not the poor. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A high-level North Korean official criticizes White House National Security Advisor John Bolton for calling on North Korea to show more evidence of its disarmament commitment before a possible third leaders' summit. But the first vice foreign minister stopped short of asking Washington to remove Bolton from the nuclear talks. She accused Bolton's comments as having no charm and being dim-sighted. A strong storm system barreling through the South on Friday killed an 8-year-old girl in Florida and threatened to bring tornadoes to large parts of the Carolinas and Virginia. Storm Prediction Center meteorologist John Hart says this was a very unsettled storm system.
For Friday, there were considerable reports of damaging wind and a few tornadoes from parts of Georgia and Florida. The eastern seaboard is far north as parts of Virginia and Maryland, with the primary area of tornado damage across parts of central North Carolina into central and southeast Virginia.
Four firefighters are injured in an explosion while responding to a battery fire at a power substation in Surprise, Arizona Friday night. Surprise Fire Captain Julie Moore says one of the four was critical.
Upon their arrival, there was an explosion. It sent all four firefighters to the hospital. What we're being told right now is that it's non-life-threatening injuries.
An Illinois teenager was pulled over by police for an expired license plate while driving to a job interview. When the officer learned Kishon Baldwin was trying to get a job, he sat in his patrol car and the officer drove him to the interview.
When he said he was going to take me to my interview, I just took it all the way. I was like, well, let's go.
And Baldwin got that job. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.